drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man. Detroit Kool-Aid, Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, you know who it is, your boy Okri on the Detroit Kool-Aid cast, talking that Detroit Lions, and a couple weeks to training camp, rookies reporting, vets coming in, football being back. I can't believe it's right around the corner. So you know, the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, the constant here on the show, the guy that makes sound bites, yells into the microphone, and loves Jared Goff's back on the show. Chops, buddy, you're back. Let's talk some Lions football, man.
3 weeks in a row, Okri. Woo! Countdown is on to training camp, baby. Let's go.
Let's do this, Choppy. Like, I think I'm just going to, like, sometimes we have a script, which is really, like, one or two bullets, maybe a couple sentences that gets us through a show, but can you hear that on that end? I'm crumpling it up, because I thought we'd go old school today. We just sort of, like, two buddies, like me and you have been for years and years now, turn the microphones on, talk Lions football, maybe get in a few arguments, maybe challenge each other with a few questions, maybe talk about some hot topics, maybe dabble in some other Detroit sports, but mostly focus on our Lions, training camp preview, what are these rookies going to do, and everything else in between. Are you ready to just chop it up, pun intended?
Yeah, let's do it, Okri. Listen, you know, sometimes it's nice to have a script, sometimes it's nice to have an outline or a catchphrase for the pod, but this week I think the gloves are off. This one's just going to be called Chops versus Okri Showdown to Training Camp. Dun dun dun.
I mean, we know if it's Okri versus Chops, we know what's going to happen, right? I mean, you know that, right?
Yeah, I'm going to put you in your place and layeth the smacketh down.
That's where you were just supposed to say, yeah, of course I know what's going to happen, and then the audience and everybody has no clue what's going to happen, but we both know that I'm gonna kill you and you think you're gonna beat me. So it is what it is, man. Let's get into this. There's no time to mess around, like I often say on the show. Chops, I want to throw this at you, man. We probably talked about it on previous shows or whatever, but I'm like getting this feeling that Jack Campbell is the ultimate wild card for this Detroit Lions defense. He wouldn't have been my top pick. He has some things that I am concerned about on tape, but I love his character, and I love everybody loves a linebacker that runs, hits, loves football, wears the hard hat. I mean, is this guy going to be like the Detroit Colt legend right away? Is he just going to be like everyone's favorite? Or is it going to be like 4 or 6 games into the season and we're going to be like, why isn't he playing as much? Or why is this guy not dominating on the football field? What's your take?
Okri, before we even dive into that, buddy, I feel like I have to, like, I'm going to have to take a jab at you right away, because this is like the 4th or 5th time you've brought up Jack Campbell to me. So I'm just going to have to call you Gator. Like, are we going like Gator style?
Oh,
we
no.
Got our prototypical linebacker. So that's all we're going to talk about. So, all right, Okri Gator, let's talk about it.
Okay,
yes,
Kool-Aid
Jack Campbell's going to be impactful. You know,
cornbread muffin and all that.
That guy? You compared
exactly
me to that
right.
guy?
That's exactly
Oh,
right.
No.
That guy. So let's talk Jack Campbell. We'll dedicate this segment to the old Gator on the 97 won the ticket. So yeah, Jack Campbell's going to be impactful right away, man. He is not going to mess around. I don't expect there to be any easing him into it. I expect this guy to come into training camp ready to go, prepared to battle with Fabio and Barnes and Rodrigo if he's healthy, to take that spot and command the field right away. Now, he's still a rookie. He's not, you know, it's not a free agent signing. It's a kid that's got to get used to the NFL. But Dude, this guy is a no-nonsense kind of kid. He's not messing around. I think he's coming in and he's going to have an impact right away, just like Hutch did.
The reason I bring him up right off the top, too, and unfortunately you compare me to that the midday show that we rip on because all they do is talk about linebackers, is because Doug Karsh loves this guy. He acts like he's a Hall of Famer already, and like I didn't think that, and now I'm like warming up going like number 46 for the Detroit Lions might be an absolute stud from day one, and that would make a huge impact. So I'm TBD. Let's see. You know me, but like I think this guy, it's gonna be North or South Pole in my opinion. I can't wait to see it. So he's like number one with a bullet for me on once camp gets started and once this team starts balling. So what do you got? What's something on your brain? Throw something at me, man. Let me show you how this is done. Let's go.
Well, so, you know, and again, I'm going to retort you here. So, you know, we had, you know, on the afternoon show that we like to talk about, we got Doug and Gator. But, like, is our counter to that, like, Oaks and Chops or Oak and Chops? Like, what's our tag team matchup here? And how do we match up against those guys in a tag team match, by the way, my WWE buddy? I think we could take them.
We could take them. There's no question. They seem like good people, you know, good dudes. Sometimes they start talking about that sport we shall not speak of, or I don't know, maybe their pets a little too much, or hey, you know, it's national who gives a crap day about something that nobody cares. So we don't do any of that. We straight up talk ball here on the show. But as long as we're not this guy, we're good.
You know why? Because I'm not a Kool-Aid drinker.
We don't want you. So I'd rather be in the afternoon than the late afternoon, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah, we definitely take them down at tag team, no doubt.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. And I agree with you 100% on that guy that we'll just give him the double X's here in the afternoon. But anyway, so I'm going to throw one to you, man. Reading an article the other day, but ESPN, it said that Cam Sutton is our X factor player for the season. And that got me thinking, like, do you agree with this? Like, is he an X factor of all the guys on the squad now? Is how this guy comes out and performs really going to dictate how we end this season? Or is there another guy that you have in mind?
Oh man, Cam Sutton's an incredible one for me because you brought him up. Wasn't at the top of my list. Lions sign him, comes in here, says everything right, does everything right. Takes the numero uno jersey. And then I start looking at his age, like 28. I don't know if he's got any Pro Bowls under his belt. You know, we're kind of hyping him up as this CB1, no doubt, for this football team. But how does he compare across the league? Cam Sutton, for me, falls in that same category of love the guy, love his mentality. Need to see him on the field in a Lions uniform, and if he can galvanize that group, if he can make that big impact that we're all kind of already penciling in. But I just need to see him gel with all these other guys and be that leader. I think he'll be that leader. I just need the play to be better than any corner we've had in a long time, you know, to get this defense where it needs to go. That's kind of where I'm at with Cam, but I love the dude. I hope he balls out, seriously.
Yeah, you know, the more I thought about it, thinking about new players on the team, actually a different guy kind of came to mind. And this is where we're going to, you know, cue the music, because I think I'm going to token a new nickname. And it's going to be Manny Mosley or Eminem, because I think he is actually our X factor. I know he's coming off an injury. I know he may not be ready to go at the beginning of the season. But for me, the trajectory that this guy was on before his injury and how he played in San Francisco leading up to that injury, I think he's our X factor. I think if he comes up and he's healthy and he's playing on a level that he was playing on before, I actually think that guy can be the anchor of our secondary behind all a lot of talent and a lot of names that people think before him. But give me Manny Mosley as our X factor in the secondary.
I like him as an X factor. It's a great call. A not so great call by you is teeing me up for a potential big soundbite segment on something that we've never played on the show. We don't have M drops. We probably can't play those. We'd probably get in trouble on some level, or maybe it wouldn't because we don't care on the show. We do what we want to do. But I that same player, man, if he's healthy And he's the kind of guy where he just needs that opportunity. And here he's definitely going to get that opportunity. So very anxious for him to get healthy, get on the football field and see him as well. Hey, let me throw this one at you, man. Amon Ra. He's been doing the rounds. He's been on NFL Network. I think he took over the network for a day. And unfortunately, he put a Calvin Johnson game on. I don't know why you would do such a thing. But he said he's all hype. The fans are hype. He's ready. He's got a notebook with his goals, with all the people that were taken before him. This guy just looks like a absolute NFL pro. He looks like a damn I don't know, just like the perfect human being, perfect football player. I think he's gonna ball. My question to you is just, is ARSB the Serpent of Death and Marvin, are they enough early on in the season? Can we just pepper 14, throw enough touchdowns to your boy? And can Marv Jones, rep that zero and do some things? What do you think?
Okay, I am not concerned at all about this wide receiver group. I know we have no hashtag JMO fast for the first few games of the year. But listen, all my boy Amon Ra does is get like 14 targets a game, 10 catches, 120 yards. And Josh Reynolds is the Serpent of Death, is going to get his targets. He's going to be a big target. And I think he's going to actually be kind of an X factor that takes over for the DJ Chark role. And dude, again, Marvin Jones Jr., all he does is just make plays. Right. Like, I know everybody's, oh, he's old. It's his second time around with the team. He dropped his, but the guy can still ball. Like, when you need a big catch, Marvin's going to be there. And another little guy that everybody just keeps forgetting about. I know I make fun of him on the show. It's Raymond Khalif. It's Khalif Raymond. Take your pick. But that guy, he's got some sneaky skills, man. So don't underestimate him in the mix of there as well. So I am just fine with this wide receiver group. I know people are talking about, should we add a big name wide receiver? If we made a trade, D-Hop, do this. No, dude, I'm fine with the four guys that we got rolling in until we get hashtag JMO fast in week 7.
Yeah, I hope, ARSB just fills up the stat sheet. I do like your take too. I think that Marvin's a true pro. He can definitely still do some things both over the top and run all the routes, which you gotta love. So I'm hoping that all works out as well. So basically, Chops, you're telling people about that train you talk about here on the show. Is that what you're doing? Is that why it's gonna be okay?
Well, listen, Okri, I mean, that's a whole nother topic, but you know that we're gonna be okay with my boy JG16. All aboard the hashtag off train.
All aboard!
Exactly. I got that.
Thanks,
one.
Ozzie.
All right. So, yeah, man. Receivers are kind of, I think they'll get by, but it will be fun when the whole group is back. What else you got? Like I say, camp's right around the corner. I know there's a lot of storylines and whatnot. Actually, training camp was just on either today or yesterday, and I caught a segment. It just got me ultra hype again. And there was just there's so many good little tidbits. I mean, we're right around the corner from that, so I can't wait, man.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to stick right along the line of like talking to this wide receiver, right? So there's been a lot of rumor, innuendo, speculation that the Rams have been looking at making a deal. We've heard some rumors about Stafford. We've heard some rumors about Donald. We've heard some rumors about Kupp. So really for me, my question to you is, if we had to make a choice and we were going to make a deal with the Rams, which extreme do you prefer? Would you be interested in bringing, say, a Cooper Kupp here to fill that wide receiver hole that people seem to think that we have? Or would you be more interested in getting, like the third best interior defensive monster in Aaron Donald here?
Chops, this is a shout out for all the people that have been listening to the Kool-Aid cast since day one. A lot of you will get a kick out of this. Chops, you might not even get the joke, but it is what it is. Chops, is that a real question? Really? Is that a real question?
That is a real question, and I get the kickback, buddy. But yeah, I teed it up. It's a softball. It's on a tee. Get the bat out. Crush it, man.
Well, we're going to have to censor that out. Sport we shall not speak of. You brought it up even in metaphor. It's not allowed on the show. But, I mean, gosh, this is ridiculousness. This is that radio garbage. This is, I got nothing else to write or talk about. Let me throw this out in the ether. Like, I don't know where it came from. But like you say, I know people are just out there putting out content, which is fine. Cooper Kupp's not coming here. The Lions aren't in a space really to rent Aaron Donald. This makes no sense financially. It doesn't make sense on the football field. It's not even worth talking about. But since you made me talk about it, if we had to get one of the two, I'm not getting a slot catch wide receiver. I might be interested in renting Aaron Donald for a half a season and a half, if he came here yoked up and we said, just go kill the quarterback, please. We'll figure out the rest of it later. I mean, that is a little intriguing to me, but like I say, it's just one of those. I hate to kill it, but it's not going to happen. It doesn't make sense. But seeing 99 in the Lions uniform and just killing quarterbacks and blowing up the defense, that'd probably be worth the price of admission for a couple of years.
Yeah, totally agree. Look, we got the cap space. I would absolutely love this deal. I am in the same camp as you, though. I just can't see it happening. And I don't for the life of me know or understand why people want Amon-Ra 2.0 in Cooper Kupp. Like, they are legit the exact same player. I mean, this is not a knock on Cooper Kupp. I love Cooper Kupp, but I have Cooper Kupp in Amon-Ra. So why do I need another one? And by the way, another one that cost me $17 million this year, $29 million the year after that, $27 million the year after. Like, no, I don't need it.
But my only quick counter to that, and we're in our RSO Fantasy League where you have to balance the books, you can't be one of these owners that just, we're not going to be able to go cheap all day, all year, every year. At some point, you're going to have to pay your guys and you're going to have to pay studs. So I don't want one of these ridiculous contracts that's going to kill our team if it doesn't work out perfectly, but I'm not going to try to nickel and dime my whole life with the Detroit Lions and draft every player, never re-sign anybody to a big deal. They're going to have to pony up for the right people at the right time. And I don't think that's Donald or Kupp, but I'm saying, it's got to happen here soon, either with a big addition or keeping our own Penn A. And that's my one thing I brought up on the show, which it sounds like you're in agreement. I feel like there's a very good chance that Amon-Ra is the next Cooper Kupp, catching a million balls, perfect on and off the field, knows defenses left and right, going to be in a bunch of media pieces. Like, I think this is the next guy. I really do, from a PPR perspective, if you love fantasy football, or just from the guy that you're going to have to not only pay but keep around for a long time, and you're going to be happy to do so.
Yeah, he's going to get paid, Oakry. I mean, he is going to hit his third year this year. I fully expect Brad Holmes to throw the money bank right at him and give him the bag, because we don't want this guy hitting free agency. He's going to get paid, and I want to keep him, because you're right. He's just that good guy on and off the field, can make the plays. He's already proven it. He's only in year two. He's going to be even better in year three. He's got a real rapport with our quarterback, so... this guy's going to get paid. But I do, I'm not opposed to spending money. I just don't want to go spend $29 million on Cooper Kupp when I got to give, some of our own guys some money here in the years to come.
Exactly. Now I want to throw two things at you. One, I heard today before we got recording where people are starting to back off of Jahmyr Gibbs. They're like, oh, this national writer said that Jahmyr Gibbs maybe isn't that much of an upgrade, and maybe they should have just kept DeAndre Swift. And, like, they started going on and on about, well, we don't even know what we have. And I'm like, did you ever see the guy play? did you ever see Swift play? Because we kind of knew what we had there after a couple of years. I'm not going to claim that I was always out on Swift. I rooted for him. I liked some of the plays he made. But it's pretty obvious by the time the Lions were ready to move on that the dog wasn't there. His shoulder pads kept getting bigger. He kept getting hurt. Kept trying new helmets, new visors, whatever he was doing that was more than he was doing on the football field most times. So it's like, I think we definitely have an upgrade in this kid, Jahmyr Gibbs, and I don't know why people are starting to doubt and be like, oh, I'm not sure what he can do. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe, you know, what is he really going to be? I mean, this guy's a dynamic offensive football player. We know that first and foremost. So I'll throw that at you to kind of say, like, is that love just absolute bula bula, as you say on the show? And another one I want to throw at you as a combo meal is Broderick Martin. I heard that his nickname is Big Homie, which is incredible. I absolutely love that. But I don't love the fact that people are just acting like a third round pick that should have been a fifth round pick is going to be some dominant force in the middle, and he's just going to play all these snaps, and we got a gem again. I mean, I don't see it on tape. So, I mean, what do you really expect from this guy, really?
Okay, that's a hell of a combo meal there. We're talking running backs, and we're talking another guy who we threw the nickname Big in front of. So let me get started with my boy Gibbs.
Yeah.
Whoever had the take that we don't know what we're getting in Gibbs, and maybe Swifty
Doug Kirsch.
Just shut the hell up, okay? Shut the hell up. DeAndre Swift, we know what we had. We had an injury-ridden guy who showed flashes, who is going to be a free agent at the end of the year, by the way. And in Jahmyr Gibbs, we have a straight-up weapon. Again, I will bang the drum. Most complete running back in this draft. We have him for 5 years, people. And we have him at a cheap, cheap price. So the guy is durable in college. He's going to continue to be durable. He's going to be the lightning to our thunder and Demani. The guy's going to be all over the field. He can catch. He can rush. So I don't want to hear any hate on Jahmyr Gibbs, okay? This kid's going to be a star. If you don't think that's the case, then you can just – then when he is, I don't want to hear you back. So listen to the recording, and I don't want to hear any junk on it. And as far as Broderick Martin goes, I'll be quick and brief. I have no freaking idea, man. Like, Dan Campbell saw something. Brad Holmes saw something. The staff saw something. They said, hey, he's a projected fifth. Let's get him in the third. I have no clue what this guy is going to be. I trust my coaching staff. I haven't seen the tape to say that it's a pick there. But look, they have a knack for finding guys late that are something. And maybe they knew something we didn't. Another team was going to swoop in. They really loved the kid. And so they grabbed him. For me, I'm going to use your catchphrase, TBD, if you ask me. Not really sure, but I hope he does well.
Oh, my goodness. So much good stuff right there. I mean, for all you people that jumped out of your seats when Amir Abdullah made one move in preseason, wait to see Jahmyr Gibbs cut it loose. That's all I got to say. And like I say, Big Homie's got to show me a little something before I start just penciling him in as some stud DT nose tackle. But, you know, we hope he plays well, as you said. Chops, let's do this. Before we get our great sponsors in here, take a break. We got so much more just content off top of our head, previews, stuff to talk about. I just think this is a big training camp. We won't have Hard Knocks. We will have J-Mo out there. You know, the coach is ready to roll. This team has been upgraded with new excitement, new talent levels. I think it's just a great time. We have all the buzz in the world in the league, but need to stay healthy, need to have a tough, solid, strong training camp. And these rookies got to come to play, man, to help get us over the hump. And it's got to start from practice one, preseason game one, regular season game one. This is no like, hey, catch you in week 7, we'll get hot again. No, we got to get rolling. So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, for me, training camp, it's about staying healthy and getting the new guys acclimated with the coaching staff and the schemes and getting these rookies up to par. Those are the three focuses for me. We are relatively healthy right now. I think right now we're projected to have maybe 4 guys either on the PUP or on the injured list going into the season. And that includes Hooker, which we knew. And that includes Mosley, which we knew. I heard that our boy Onzarike hurt himself in OTA. So that one's, you know, a little bit of a shocker. That was Rodrigo. Rodrigo hurt himself in OTAs. So that one's a little bit of a shocker. And then Onzarike, man, just get your back right and be able to play. Because I need to see you on the field more than I have. But for me, health is a big one going into training camp with those 4 guys starting out on the PUP list. And then let's get these rookies acclimated. I think you're going to see a lot of highlights of some of our new weapons making people look silly on the field. And then I can't wait to see this revamped secondary. I want to see them all out there ball hawking, hitting, and just having a great old time with Aaron Glenn out there.
It's going to be incredible, man. I know some people have been sleeping, sort of been out, you know, on the lake and traveling and all that. You better get ready for football in a couple weeks. So drink some of that Detroit Kool-Aid. I didn't even fill up your glass for the show. We got to do that for the break.
Drink it in, man.
Double-sided cornbread. You know how we do it.
Cornbread!
Everybody, please listen to our sponsors. Really helps out the show. We'd love you to share it with a friend, donate, hit that subscribe button, do all those great things, leave a review, whatever you want to do. It really helps us out. But we're coming back with more heat, man. We've got a ton more to talk about this football team and lots of other topics. So everybody, we'll be right back.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, everybody. This goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Kool-Aid drinkers, we're back. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. Thank you for checking out those sponsors. Thank you for drinking that Detroit Lions Kool-Aid, as well as repping our team, repping our city. Lots of excitement going on with Detroit sports. So before we get into the second half of the show, this is normally where I like shout you guys out on Twitter. And I got to admit, life's been crazy. It's been hectic or whatever. I didn't bookmark any of you guys. I didn't give any shouts. But I think last week I did about 20, 25 people here on the show. So if you didn't hear that show, go back and listen. Your name probably got dropped. Your Twitter handle probably got dropped. And I'll just do my quick brag about fantasy football that I'm whooping people up right now in the Detroit Kool-Aid cast, all 22 PFF fantasy league that we just started. That's 53 players per team. You even draft offensive linemen. I'm absolutely killing it. I'm not going to go through my team, but I've already got the trophy. I'm having so much fun in so many other fantasy leagues. If you ever want to compete with the best, hit me up on Twitter at Derek Oakery, and I will get you in one of my million leagues that I do, and I'll probably beat you. So that's all I got. Chops, you got any shouts or any whooping up you want to do before we start talking Lions and Detroit sports?
Oh, listen, Oakley, man. Yeah, there's been so much good dialogue going on the Twitterverse the last couple of weeks. Obviously, big week with hashtag choppy hockey and my Red Wings, hashtag let's go Red Wings. But lots of Lions fans jumping in on the Red Wings action. So I'm loving it, man. Quick shout out to, at Lions Uncensored, Lions Fan 860, Rob Trevino, and Mark with a C. Who have been talking lots of Lions and Wings with me the last couple of weeks over the Twitterverse. So really loving it, man.
Great stuff, man. I know I was trying to keep tabs with you on hashtag Chobby Hockey, Red Wings making a big trade. A lot of times I ask you like what the plan is, and you sound just like me with the Lions. You sell it high. You always tell me this guy's going to be great, that guy's going to be awesome, and then in like 2 years, if they don't work out, you just kind of brush it under the rug. It's kind of that red Kool-Aid that you got going, but I tried to definitely share your stuff. I'm hyped about our hockey team, our basketball team, and our football team. And then there's a sport we shall not speak of. So lots of good stuff going on, man. And definitely love you pumping out that content. Everybody go give him a follow at Chops in the D.
Yeah. Give me a quick follow for everything Lions and Red Wings, man. I don't really speak about the sport we shall not speak of. And you're our Pistons insider. So I leave that talk to you, even though I know your boy Beast Stew just got paid. But the big news of the week is we got the cat. We got the cat, baby. That would be Alex DeBrincat.
That's going to be a drop. It's got to be a drop.
There it is. Mark it. I love it because, yeah, we got the cat, man. Stevie Y did his magic. We end up trading for a two-time 40-goal scorer. You know, we paid less than what Ottawa paid to get him for a year last year, and now we get him for 4 years. Didn't have to give up a whole lot. We got a lot of choices with the first rounder that goes over to the Ottawa Senators. So, you know, my boy, Stevie Y with the hashtag eyes are playing, just taking people to the woodshed and beating
hold
them
on,
up.
Hold on.
And this team's going to make the playoffs. Mark it. What Choppy said.
Hold on. Now we'll get back to our beloved Lions here in a second, but this is exactly what I'm talking about the red Kool-Aid and the spin here. So wasn't it like a show ago, maybe two shows ago, when I threw this at you and like, oh, I don't know if I want, oh, he's too small, oh, I'd rather do this, I'd rather do that. And now you're just absolutely dipping yourself in that Red Wings butter and just loving it up when it happened. I mean, all I want is goals, all I want is playoffs, all I want is eventual Stanley Cups, and I continually ask you, hey Choppy, when are the Wings going to actually do something? When are they going to win again? Oh, they should be playoff contenders this year, Oakley. That was like in 14, 15, 16 when you were telling me that stuff. It's 2023 now, man. Like, eventually we'll get this going again. But yeah, I love how you just say you're in love with it now. It's awesome.
Well, look, if you followed me on Twitter and you saw my post on when we made the trade for Mr. Alex DeBrincat, you would have heard me say that I mentioned him on the pod and I was not very high on it because of his size. However, which that was before said. Our free agent class, where we signed a whole bunch of studs that are physical beasts and they can protect him. So it was okay to go and get a 5'7", 40 goal scorer who, you know, lacks size, but he's got the playmaking ability. So we got guys around to protect him now, which we lost when when we let Bertuzzi go. So love his goal scoring potential. He's a smart kid. He's a small kid. He's a local kid. And we've got the complimentary cast to put around him. And man, with that guy on Dylan Larkin's line, if they go him, Larkin, and Raymond, dude, that line is going to be absolute fire next year.
Well, I hope they get it together. I know you like it because, again, Stevie got him cheap. He got the term. He got all the stuff that you always look for in all these signings. I hope it works out. I love hockey. I definitely want to get down to a game here again at some point if possible. But I want to throw this one at you, Choppy. I want to throw this. You came up with a nickname. We got CJ GJ. That's your GJ, I think is how you put it. Like, is he going to be, like, not only so good, is this city going to love him up so much? What percentage chance would you put about this guy just, like, loving the D, repping the D, and being here for 3-4 years for this team? I could see it happening.
Well, listen, okay, so here's the thing. First of all, he was CJ, my GJ. Last week, he was actually my DJ. So he must have been playing some techno songs in the background. So he went from CJ to GJ to DJ. Now I think we're just going to have to go back to CJ. That's my GJ, because I just think it just flows better. But I would love to have this guy around for the next couple of years. My optimism and my percentage of that happening is not good, man, because I think he's going to ball out. And I think some somebody's going to swoop in and pay this dude some stupid, stupid money that we are not going to be able to afford next year. I would love it. I would love for him to stay. I'd love for him to take, you know, he took a prove it deal, a 1 year prove it deal. And I think he's going to prove it. And then he's going to make bank. And I think some team is going to be able to throw a lot of money at him. So unfortunately, I do not see CJ, that's my GJ, sticking around in the D for many years to come, unfortunately.
But the reason I told Brad Holmes to pick up the phone and then he listened to me and he went and did this and got this player is because he is Detroit. This is like a Detroit ball player. This is a D. A, W, G, like I'm right with you. I think he's going to play incredible, but I think he's going to get so much love from the city. He's going to be like, man, I might just want to stay in Detroit. I might just be Detroit now. Like I could see it happening, man. This guy is going to be so much fun to watch, talking so much noise, making plays. I can't wait to see it, man. It's going to be incredible.
I hope so. I really do hope so. I hope he falls in love with the city. I hope he falls in love with the staff. I think it would be a huge boost if we go far in the playoffs or go to the promised land all the way. I think that may weigh big on him too. He probably will love what we're building here. If he wants to be a part of it and he's willing to take a Detroit discount, I think he could stay, but man, I don't know. These guys don't, their careers are not long and they want to get paid and I don't blame them. They deserve the money. But I don't know. I don't know. I hope so. I hope so, Okri, because I like him. I think he's going to ball out. I would love to see that guy perusing the field with Kirby Joseph and you know, your boy Tracy Walker, if he's healthy, for a long time.
I don't think people are going to realize it. They're not going to realize it till the real season gets going of what this guy can do and what kind of impact he's going to make. They're sleeping on it still.
They are. And I know people accused me of, you know, drinking a little too much Kool-Aid on him last week. I got a lot of love or a lot of hate on the Twitterverse and a little bit of hate from YouTube. But I'm telling you, man, this guy's
10 picks. Give him 10. Never been done ever.
Oh, dude, he's going to be the man. He's going to be the man. So, but hey, let me ask you, let me throw this one out at you. Oh, great. Like going into training camp, you know, we've got, you know, I think we have our core set, but is there any free agent out there that still piques your interest that you still might think like, man, this guy's out there, maybe a camp casualty, guy who might get cut, who wants to come to the D and prove it. Like, is there anybody, a name out there too, that is just like sticking out to you that you would love to add to this team to kind of put us over the top?
Oh man. Unlike your earlier question, that's actually a good one. I don't have kind of my what's left right in front of me. I guess if I'm going to go general on you, like I'm just not for these big swooping names you hear where people are still clamoring for D-Hop. People are saying, oh, you know, go do this, do that. I already made my case for Chase Young. People, oh, that's not going to happen. Lions, you know, like all I can see the Lions doing at this point is sort of bringing in like a upper to mid-tier defender, whether it be more of an impact. They seem pretty set everywhere. Like people saying, oh, they need this interior rusher. Like I see lots of guys on the inside and the outside that can rush. They've already invested in their linebackers. They've obviously went heavy on corners and safeties. So, you know, I just don't know where they could add other than like another solid D piece. Like maybe there's a guy, they love Anzalone and they are hyping up Derek Barnes, but if you could get another backer that could run tackle, take the football away, make plays, I mean, that'd be something that might interest me, as well as you can never have too many big bodies up front. But I just don't know any names other than the few that have been floated, which are more the pie in the sky. I heard this guy on ESPN. It's like, I don't really see them doing that now, but I know when camp starts and when some of these teams start getting crazy with their rosters, like there are going to be some options that could come in and aren't going to take like forever to get rolling. So I could definitely see Brad Holmes. I mean, I doubt he's saving that for a rainy day. He's probably going to do something, but I don't have a name for you, unfortunately, but I do think there will be like a nice piece where you're like, oh, that's going to help us. That'll work. I just don't know who that is right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's, thanks for not answering. That was a really great. That was a really, really nice way of not answering the question. So you talked in circles. You got me all confused, and then you didn't answer my question. So good work on your part.
I said they're gonna add, but I don't have my database in front of me for free agents that are still. Who can keep up with who's there and who's not in the NFL anymore? It's a bunch of stiffs out there, except for my boy Kareem Hunt. But we're already set at running back. I don't know why he doesn't have a job. And then you're talking about, you hear this rumor and you went, oh, Melvin Ingram. Yeah, I don't want him, but he could probably come here and give you a little something. You know who else is on the tip of our tongue? I mean, we've talked about a couple of linebackers. We really don't even need any more corners and stuff. So I gave you the runaround. I said they're probably going to add. I'll have to tweet it. Maybe I'll tweet out five names. I'll do a little research for you. Give you five names that interest me, which you'll laugh at, and other people say, "Who's that?" It's probably some young stud that nobody even knows.
There you go. That's it. Listen, you've committed to the people to respond on Twitter. I like it.
Yes,
I'll accept your response, and I'm open to your next challenge. What do you got for me?
Can I talk about Dan freaking Campbell? And here's what I want to talk about, because everyone knows he's a great dude, awesome in the media. He's got this culture all turned around. Everyone loves him. My question to you, because you're Mr. Stats, you're Mr. Show Me What He's Done. Hey, let's talk about what's real, not this potential that he has. Is Dan freaking Campbell, is he going to be able to out-coach other coaches? And I mean in the biggest moments. Is Dan Campbell, the alpha male of the species, going to be able to go for it on every fourth down? Talk about how he's going to fight everybody in a landfill, and he doesn't care if he got three toes and one ash. Is that all going to result not only to victories, but is he personally and his staff going to out-coach, out-think, out-execute other teams and other coaches, not just this year, but for years to come? That's my question to you.
Yeah, Okri, to me, this answer is, this is a complicated question. So I think that Dan Campbell is going to out-coach people because he is a leader of men. He knows how to motivate the troops. He has spent the last two seasons completely tearing down and rebuilding the culture of this team, of bringing in the people that he wants, the coaching staff that he wants, the DAWG dogs onto the roster. And then he sprinkled in a little bit of that cerebralness with your boy Ben Genius. So I think that Dan Campbell is going to be actually considered for an NFL Coach of the Year candidate this year. And it's not just because of how he's outsmarting coaches. It's how he has put together an entire package and how he will outcoach by the culture that he has created, by the mentality that he has. I mean, his guys will run through walls for him. I mean, you watch this guy at a presser, I want to run through a wall for him. I mean, I'm ready to throw down. Put me on the field, coach. I'm ready to go. Like, this guy just knows how to push the right buttons. He's got the right staff around him. So the Lions are where they are because of him.
Well, let me say one thing real quick. That free agent ad that we'll do that'll help this team will not be at Chops in the D, that's for sure. We don't need you on the football field, bro. The other thing is, I agree with you, because I think that some people, the SOL fans or people that don't live in Michigan, are probably like, oh, you know, they've been a little gimmicky and they've been too aggressive, and that's going to run out. People are going to catch up to you. I really feel like Dan Campbell is the ultimate competitor. Like, he's in the room with his guys, dialing up stuff, figuring out things. Like, I don't think this is some, you know, 2-3 year run that he has. I feel like he is smart. He's a physical, you know, he's a motivating coach. He's a leader of men, as you said, all those things that are just going to take him very, very far. And I see them just ramping it up, of being able to out scheme, out coach. Okay, we did a few fake kicks and this and that. Well, what do you think we're going to do this year? They got no idea what we're going to bring. So I think it's just only going to continue. But he just needs to do it when those lights are brightest and stack dubs. You know, none of it matters if you pull out a bunch of great schemes and plays, or say this in the media, and then you come up short early in the season, or you lose games in prime time. So I'm excited about it, but I still just want Dan freaking Campbell to take that next step as a head coach and really be the man on and off the field.
Oakry, his trajectory for the season is fantastic, right? After the first year, really, really, really tough year. The guy's crying after their first one at the podium. You can see he's full of passion to where we were last year. Halfway through the year, people were like, did we mess up? Is Dan Campbell really the guy? And then we rip off 9 wins out of last 10 to finish the season. And this guy, the sky's the limit for him. Year 3 is going to be fantastic, and it's sustainable. He's not a flash in the pan. This guy's the real deal. He's here in Detroit, and we are going to be contenders for years to come, in my opinion. And I will ask you this. I am going to put you to the test now, my friend. I want a hashtag what Oaky said moment, because I want you to go on the pod. It is 7-11. And I want to hear from you. 1, how many games will we win in this season? 2, will we win the division? And 3, will we win a playoff game? Come on, Oakry, give it to the people.
Caps, I mean, if I'm going to answer this, I mean, hold on a second.
Drink it in, man.
Cornbread!
All right, now I'm ready. This has been said. I am the ultimate hype man on this show. I don't need the NFL schedule to come out. I don't need to go game by game. I don't need to be like, let me pull up some stats. Let me get some metrics to see if we have a chance to win. I have been saying that the bar always starts at 10. I was saying this when we had coaches like Schwartz and Marinelli and others. I was saying it when our best players were guys like, I don't know, names of Stewart and Smith and other bums. So with this team that's young, hungry, and actually has ball players, playmakers, coaches, assistant coaches, alpha males, the bar not only starts at 10, we're working our way up. But what I want to see is not like 4 losses, then 5 wins, and then 3 losses, and then, you know, 6 wins. I want to see a steady, good football team hit the football field. And I'm talking about beating people up, outthinking people, putting up 40 points, having your quarterback throw at least 5 spirals a ball game. Like, this is all going to translate to big time regular season success. The hype meter will continue to raise for this football team. They will dominate this division. There's no like, oh, let's see what we could do this year, or maybe we'll fall short to the Vikings. No. Like, you just take it now. You take the division, first and foremost. You have the entire state of Michigan and all across the country, because everyone's saying, man, there's Lions stuff everywhere. Everyone's talking about the Lions. Once they know there's a home playoff game in Ford Field, just chalk up the dub right there. So there's your 3 X factors. It's a great regular season, very steady, you know, anywhere from 10, 11, maybe 12 dubs. Then you're talking about getting that home playoff game, absolutely sold out to the rooftops. I'll be there in person regardless of how I got to get there, what I got to do. And then it's a playoff win. And then I put the TBD, we'll see, because who knows where that ride might end. Choppy, this is going to be an incredible season, both in professional football, you know, college football for us Michigan fans, and all of Detroit sports. I mean, drink it in, everybody.
Oh, drink it in. Okay, thanks glass. For
drink it in,
Get that in, Choppy.
Yeah, you gotta serve it to me. You can't say drink it in and don't serve it. Come on, give me the cola. Give me the cornbread. Let's go. So, yes, I like your answers. You still didn't give me a number. You went 10, 11, 12, but that's okay. It's permissible. I'll allow it because you did say we will win the division. It is who will win the playoff game. And I agree with you 100%, and I'm putting the number at 11. Mark it.
11, I like it. A conservative me was going to say 10, but now we got the extra games. That's 10. Hey, Choppy, let me outdo you like I normally do. Hey, give me 12 dubs for this football team. Give me 12 wins. Everybody, I mean, this was a This was a crumple up the paper type show. It was two buddies talking football. We got into some choppy hockey wings takes. My Pistons are still playing three card Monty, moving contracts. Yet they decided to give Beef Stew 60 mil, but in the NBA, 15 mil is like a drop in the bucket in any other sport. So I'm good with it because Beef Stew is one of those character guys that everyone loves. The Lions have lots of character guys on offense, on defense, special teams, even though those don't really matter anymore, coaches, and across the board. So Chops, I appreciate you coming on, man. Always fun to talk it up, man. I got nothing else for the people. This was a fun show, good to talk ball, always fun to have you on, man.
Yeah, great show, Oakery. Listen, I had a couple more queued up, but we're gonna have to save those for another show, because I think that I'm gonna have to give you a little. We didn't talk about my boy Jared Goff much this pod, so you know I had to throw his name out there at least one more time before we said goodbye to the people. Thank you. Ring the bell and hashtag Goff Train. As the original conductor, it is my duty to bring him up every time I can. But no, great show today. I think the people are gonna love it, and it's always a good time to talk football. And man, it's right around the corner. People, get ready. It's coming. You just wake up from your summer lull. Get ready to drink the Kool-Aid. Get your butts down to Ford Field. Get your butts down to Allen Park, and get ready for some Lions football, baby.
Woo-wee! Woo! Hashtag choppy liking.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate everybody that listens, reps this team, reps Detroit sports, and we'll catch you next week right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Take care, everybody. We're out.
Pack the bag, start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions.
Drink it in, man.